Language in a defense appropriation bill could retain military funding for the University of Alaska Fairbanks-based Arctic Region Supercomputing Center. The provision inserted in the legislation by Senator Mark Begich blocks the DOD from spending money to close any of the six computer facilities it contracts with. Last week, UAF officials said the DOD is indicating it will not renew a research support contract that covers 80% of ARSC's $12 million operating budget, a funding hit that would halve the center's 50-person staff. Begich's provision hinges on a divided Senate and House passing the appropriations bill as is. UAF officials aren't holding out a lot of hope, and ARSC chief scientist Greg Newby says the UAF facility has already positioned to move on.
What we've done over the last year or so is we've built out conscientiously a whole separate infrastructure just for the academic use. So we have our DOD access systems and we have the academic access systems. And at this point, they're largely independent. So the good news is that we really have a very substantial infrastructure, a bunch of systems, and the people to run them for the campus folks and other academic researchers around the state and to some extent around the world.
Newby describes DOD research conducted through ARSC as non-classified, everything from oceanography to ship hull design, projects similar to non-military work it's likely moving into. Recent grants from the National Science Foundation are already providing some alternative funding, including a climate project at the Supercomputing Center. Newby says being free of DOD rules may open up doors to other deals and new partners.
So you can think of, for example, the Department of Energy, you can think of oil services, you can think of the Weather Service, which is under the Commerce Department. We already do a lot with weather. So yeah, those are all things that we're pursuing.
Newby says supercomputing is key to many areas of scientific research and essential infrastructure if UAF wants to grow in the field. The university is just beginning construction of a new life sciences facility, and Newby says supercomputing is integral to frontline biological research.
This has been actually a success story in computing because it's, as you've heard of probably with the human genome research and a lot of the genetic research and drug discovery and proteomics and things like that. These are areas that turn out to be really, really good for high-performance computers. And in fact, just they wouldn't have been happening. You know, a lot of the advances that we've seen just wouldn't have happened without the systems. And so we've seen over a couple of years a ramping up of that type of research at the University of Alaska.
Newby says the Arctic Region Supercomputing Center has several proposals out to agencies and private companies for work, but there's no game changer on the horizon at this point to prevent layoffs at the UAF facility.